an orchard of 37 trees, one long row of blackberries and two short rows of strawberries, to say nothing of a quarter of a mile of gurgling brook. I am a beauty merchant, a trader in song, and I pursue utility, dear Madge. I sing a song, and thanks to the magazine editors, I transmute my song into a waft of the west wind, sighing through our redwoods, into a murmur of waters over mossy stones that sings back to me another song than the one I sang, and yet the same song, wonderfully, transmuted. Oh, that all your song transmutations were as successful, she laughed. Name one that wasn't. Those two beautiful sonnets that you transmuted into the cow that was accounted the worst milker in the township. She was beautiful, he began. But she didn't give milk, Madge interrupted. But she was beautiful now, wasn't she? He insisted. And here's where beauty and utility fall out, was her reply. And there's the wolf. From the thicket-covered hillside came a crashing of underbrush, and then, 40 feet above them, on the edge of the sheer wall of rock, appeared a wolf's head and shoulders. His braced forepaws dislodged a pebble, and with sharp-pricked ears and peering eyes,